Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. It is good to be back on home base here in the worldwide headquarters of Talk Radio 1210, overlooking downtown Philadelphia. Well, that's a cue, Dan. Bad things always happen, particularly in downtown Philadelphia. Is that that's the line from last night?
Bad things.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the line from last night that I think that will be remembered. Joining us to break down the debate, but I want to ask him about how it's looking in various parts of the state, drill down a little bit. Lou Barletta, first, how many years ago was it? Hazelden, Pennsylvania, blew the whistle on illegal immigration and did something about it in Hazelden, meatpacking, things like that. Became friendly with Joey Vento, you may remember. He was the mayor, eventually became a congressman, ran for the Senate, and has been someone the president has called out and endorsed on many occasions. Lou Barletta joins us again in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, welcome back to town. How have you been?
I've been good, Dom. Been good. Good to talk to you again.
Well, same here, Lou. So what's the biggest takeaway last night from where you are, particularly in the state, of what you think resonates there with Trump?
Well, I tried to look past all the theatrics that was going on and really wanted to see what Joe Biden's policies will be or what America will look like under a Joe Biden presidency. We know what Donald Trump's will be, right? I mean, we know his policies. We know what he's going to do in his second term. And what I got out of it, I think the most important for me was that there's a possibility that he'd shut down the economy again. And, I'm traveling across Pennsylvania right now, Dom, and I could tell you, the people here in Pennsylvania could not survive another lockdown of their jobs, their businesses, and their schools. And that was scary to me.
And I think, it's hard in the chaos of the debate, the president and the ads, clipping that from Biden. Biden didn't have much of an answer, Lou. In a lot of places, people hear that, particularly under this odious governor. I call him Wolfman Hack, who at the drop of a hat wants to curtail our liberties. You're out there in the country where people have really been hard hit by it, where there is not, like where I am in Philadelphia, much evidence of the coronavirus.
No, and you know, a lot of the businesses, some friends of mine, I mean, they've lost their businesses and jobs. Now that's life changing, and just the threat that we could see that again, and that's what I got out of this. You know, we're going through it here in Pennsylvania. We're now the American people have turned over their freedom and their liberties to governors who can literally just lock you down.
Yeah, I want to play you something, Lou. I don't know if you saw this because I know you're traveling and doing. And Dan, this is the Ullman cut. I've been saving this. To your point, look, and I believe in mask wearing in the right circumstance. The president said that last night. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you know this Wendy Ullman woman. She is here in our suburb. She got caught up with some unfortunate comments about human tissue and babies and all that in a tissue. So she's with Governor Wolf at an event, and they're on a hot mic, Lou, and this is just recent, the last day or so this was out there, and she's talking about the theatrics of wearing a mask. So it's Governor Wolf, Representative Ullman from, Bucks County, caught on a hot mic saying wearing masks is political theater.
So, Wendy, I'm going to take my mask off when I speak.
All
as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Yeah, so I'm going to take my mask off now, Wolf said, and she says, well, I'm keeping it on here in the beginning. It's political theater with the mask. And the governor, well, he avoids all this, Lou, has strangely not commented on this. This is the guy that walked in protest and did everything else. And again, Joe Biden on the national level, seriously, would be looking at another shutdown.
Yeah, right, and exactly. It's shutting businesses down and closing schools down, and is that political theater too? And does that go away November 4th? And we could play with people's lives, you know, that simple. So, you know, when we see the riots, you know, the fact, you know, Joe Biden said that, you know, he is the Democrat Party, but yet would not answer, you know, why he didn't call any of the mayors in port where they were literally burning buildings down to tell them to stop. I mean, is this the America that we're going to have under an administration like that? So, you know, that's what I got out of that debate last night, is that if you like what we're seeing around the country right now, you know, we're going to have more of it. And unfortunately, Dom, I'm afraid that on November 4th, if that happens, we can't change America back again. I believe Donald Trump's the last man standing to the freedoms that we know here in America. And if he goes, I think those freedoms go, and I don't know if we get them back again.
Lou, and I know there's crowded issues there, and that's why this farce of only 90 minutes versus 2 or 3 hours in the first debate. But your signature issue, where we first got to know you, illegal immigration, the damage to our way of life, and particularly to workers, where you were in Hazleton. The president referenced it a bit with America First and protecting American workers, particularly African-Americans, Hispanics who are here legally, those American workers. But strangely, in this cycle, it's not coming up. Any reason why, do you think?
Well, you know, we know how Donald Trump feels about it. Again, he's building the wall, and he talks about it, and he talks about, you know, the problems of illegal immigration. And you're right, I saw it firsthand. I saw how it depresses the wages of our workers and how it affects those who could least afford it the most, people at the lower end of the economic ladder who have to compete for these jobs. But Joe Biden won't talk about it because he's for open borders. They're the crazy left wing of their party, the Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, part of their AOC, part of their party, which will really dictate what Joe Biden's policies will be. He's made Beto O'Rourke his Second Amendment guru. AOC's his energy advisor. So illegal immigration, if you're for illegal immigration, if you're for open borders, if you're for illegals getting free health insurance, then you know, this is what you're going to get under Joe Biden. And he doesn't want to talk about those policies because most American people, that's not what they want.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Lou, thank you very much for coming on. Please stay in touch. It brings back memories, too, of our mutual friend. Can you imagine seeing Donald Trump, what Joey Vento would be doing me to make Donald Trump go over to his store, as he did with some others, and what that would be like? It was once in a lifetime with him.
It was. Joey Vento's name is still in my favorites list on my phone, and I'll never take it off.
Mine too, Lou. Absolutely. Thank you, Lou Barletta. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.